This is Fresh Air. When you're in school, summer means fun, that period of great escape which always ends too soon. Our rock historian Ed Ward remembers the music that would help him squeeze a little bit more fun in.
I don't know what kids call it these days, but when I was in high school, we called it scrunch. And now, with summer almost over and school starting up again, with maybe one more dance left, I think it's important to pay a tribute to this concept. It's hardly a profound concept. It simply means correctly placing a record in the lineup at a dance so that you can take that special girl you met this summer, whom you'll probably never see again, and dance real close with her. You know, scrunch. I discovered the concept in 1965, when I spent the summer as the only white kid in a summer camp's kitchen staff, and one of my genius co-workers discovered I'm the One Love Forgot on the B-side of a rare Manhattan's record.
No one to hold, oh, oh, oh. No one to kiss, don't you know now? I have no one.
This was good because it was just a little up-tempo, and it set the mood for a record kids across the country were scrunching to, the Dells' Stay in My Corner.
If you stay, stay, darling,
stay in my corner.
You make me, oh, so proud. Stay, darling, please stay. To the world, I'd cry out loud, how I love you, honey, I love you, I really love you.
Stay,
please, please, please.
Stay in My Corner was perfect because it was like 9 minutes long, or it seemed that way. I think it was really only six and change, but it made sense that it was from the Dells. They'd been masters of this since 1956.
Oh, what a night
to love you, dear.
Oh, what a night
to hold you near.
Oh, what a night
to squeeze you, dear. That's why I love you so.
In fact, scrunch may have been invented in 1956, not only with Oh What a Night, but this unforgettable Five Satins hit. You know something odd? For all the great ballads of the 50s and the soul man classics of the 60s, the golden era of scrunch coexisted with the most hyperkinetic popular music of our times, disco. You want proof? Here's proof.
Oh, girl, I'd be in trouble if you left me now, 'cause I don't know where to look for love.
Number one, pop and soul charts, 1972, the Chi-Lites with Oh Girl, a scrunch classic. They followed it up with A Lonely Man, Letter to Myself, The Coldest Days of My Life, Homely Girl, and others, all ballads, all hits between 1971 and 1974. Or how about my old friends, the Manhattans?
Honey, you are my shining star.
From There's No Me Without You in 1973 to Shining Star in 1980, the Manhattans ruled, and their greatest hits album is enough to melt the hardest heart. Or, moving down to Philadelphia, what about the Delphonics?
I gave my heart and soul to you.
Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time and La La Means I Love You hit in 1969 and 1970 and set the stage for other masterful Philly groups like the Stylistics and for great songwriters like Bunny Sigler, who wrote this classic, one of the few ballad hits for the OJs.
Yes!
I haven't heard any scrunch hits this summer, but they tend to go in cycles. At the very least, I hope I've alerted you to this all-important phenomenon, and in parting, I'd like to remind you that all of the above groups have greatest hits albums in print, and this music works equally well in midwinter in front of a roaring fire.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.
Yes! I'll be good, I'll be better than better, neater than neater, sweeter than sweeter. I promise I'll do anything you want me to, everything a man does.
This is Fresh Air.